All right, Mike Leach, he's got a spring football of his own going on. I want to check in with Leach. A lot of you have been tweeting at me, telling me you want to hear him talk about all these different things. I first want to start with football. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I was in Tampa. I didn't get to Key West. I didn't get to see Key West, but I got as far as Tampa. Sorry.
There's a ferry that'll take you from there, which is pretty cool. I think it's just south of there, but it's worth doing.
All right. I'll have to do it in the summer, though. How's spring football going for you?
It's going good. We just got done with practice number 10. We're either just having or finished practice 10, I forget which, and it's been going good. We've got the biggest thing is if everybody's playing hard, you got a chance to improve. But we've been doing a pretty good job out there. I've been kind of impressed with them.
Is there ever a time, like, you go into the spring and you feel like, you know, maybe it's different if you're first arriving at a program versus having been there and you know the guys that you've recruited these guys, you haven't inherited them. But how different is it now than maybe when you first arrive at Washington State?
It's a lot different from the quality of, well, first of all, there's kind of a lot of standard sets, norms and things like that to the positive now that weren't here when I first got here. I mean, we were literally kind of like a cross between social club and intramurals when I first got here. I mean, yeah, you know, the team that had the most fun was the winner, was the mentality, and so, we didn't necessarily worry about the responsibility of making plays. We're just going to make sure that we had a good time, and oh, by the way, the guy behind him, you'd look up and all of a sudden that guy's in. You'd say, why the hell's he in? And they'd say, well, he's been here and I knew he'd want to play, it's the craziest thing ever. So anyway, we're way beyond that. We're far more competitive. That's the biggest way to describe it. We're a much more competitive group and that's evolved. And then I think when new guys come here, then I think they feel that and they feel immersed in that. So then I think it happens quicker. And then out there on the field, we've been able to learn and develop at a quicker rate because we have pretty good examples with the older guys. And then some, once in a while you try to make sure nobody's too entitled or think things are going too well. I'm not going to say who specifically, but a couple positions we went ahead and pointed out that other people were going to run with the ones instead of the ones who had been previously because those guys felt like they evidently felt like that we'd read their press clippings more closely than we had,
You found a quarterback in the spring or you feel, well, how do you feel about that position right now?
I've found somewhere between 2.5 to 3.5 of them. The biggest thing, I'm trying to load them up with the reps the best I can so then they compete throughout the summer when they go out and throw in things, and then we'll tee it up during camp. But I got two guys really competing hard neck and neck. I got a young guy that's got a lot of potential, I think I'd like to see attack the position a little harder, and then I got another guy with experience that once I can get some reps into him, I'm curious what unfolds. So it's a work in progress, but this time of year, really, it's not to define a starter. It's to equip them so they got plenty to work on when spring's over, and then you check back in at camp, and then you have to pare it down.
Is there something that you think, outside of the physical traits that – successful quarterbacks have to have, like when you're recruiting a high school kid, what do you look for between the ears?
They got to be confident. I think the most important thing is confident. And a lot of people think they're confident and talk about being confident, but if you think about it carefully, most people aren't. And then, in all cases, comes and goes, but you got to be able to hang on to it. And because really, if you think about it, all confidence is a decision. So you need a guy that's confident because he's got to be able to go from one play to the next. Also, you like a guy that that you know have that charisma or chemistry that they can elevate the play of others since they're going to be the guy that talks into the huddle. And I have had some guys that really didn't have much of that beyond talking in the huddle. You know, I mean, there's a point, like I say, if you talk in the huddle, they'll listen. But and then, you know, you want a guy that you can correct and those corrections are going to happen. Like, you don't want to sit there and constantly pay for the same real estate twice with a fella. I mean, here, I need you to do this. Okay, then it's done. I want you to read this play like this. Okay, and then you don't want to look up the next day and he's back to where he started, you know. So they need to be smart. I've had guys, the occasional guy that didn't necessarily get great classroom grades. Most of them did. Two of them were academic All-Americans. Maybe three were. But I haven't had any dumb ones. I've never had a dumb quarterback. And I think if you're dumb, it's very difficult to play quarterback.
I love that. Mike Leach is with us. I asked our listeners earlier, I said, what non-football subject should I ask Mike Leach about? And a thing that came up was that photograph of the black hole this week. Did you see that?
No, I heard about it. What did they say on that?
Well, I just wanted to know what you thought about that, and what do you think about like SpaceX and private space exploration versus NASA going out there?
I think the private stuff's fine. You know, you play at your own risk there. But I think the private exploration's fine. I think it's unfortunate that that the U.S. government's quit exploring, because in the course of our space exploration, you know, there's been a lot of knowledge, technology development, some things like that in discovery, you know, just in trying to attack the challenge that we've benefited from. And then all of a sudden we decided to not pay for it anymore, which I think is unfortunate. And then I also think, I think there's other galaxies and other worlds, and you know, that notion gets laughed at less than it used to, but it's kind of ridiculous. I see it, and I can't say or prove or know that there is or not, but the odds are awfully high there is, you'd think. I mean,
yeah.
I've never been able to reconcile how would it possibly be we're the only ones. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. We're the only ones. We're that special. I mean, it's always made sense to me. If it's possible on Earth with us, it's definitely possible elsewhere. And the fact that we can't see it with a telescope doesn't mean it's not there.
I wonder if they play football on that other planet.
I don't know. Maybe they're looking for coaches. The thing is I'd probably be 1,000 years old after the season once I got back, you know.
Mike Leach went 12-0 in his one season on that planet. It was a hell of a commute coming back.
Yeah, it's great. Now he's 1,000. So.
But I'm always intrigued, too, because you guys as coaches, you always visit each other's practices and you do all that cordial stuff. Are you a big fan of that, or are you somebody who likes to draw your circle tight?
I mean, I've had people upside down and sideways here this spring, and I always let them. I've had, I've had teams from Japan. I've had teams from Mexico. No Europeans this year. And last year I had a group from France that stayed for a month. A guy from Italy stayed for a month. The Europeans stayed home this year so far. They may be here in the the fall, though. But you know, collectively, I've had them from all over the world, and that's kind of fun and exciting. And I always feel bad that I don't get a chance to pick their brain because I'm a little more curious where they're from and what they're up to. And but I'm kind of sidetracked with practice. A lot of high schools, some colleges. I tend to let them come in, and you know, and you get a little paranoid a little bit. But the thing is I also take a little comfort in knowing that virtually everything we do for the last 10 years is all on the internet, so it's not too hard for them to find it or watch it, you know. And so we try to keep it a secret when we're going to call it.
When you have them in, do you feel like you have to be a host, or do you just say, hey, part of the deal is you can observe, but I have things to do?
Well, you got a lot of people to help you out. I mean, I've got a whole staff of assistant coaches, GAs, everybody else. So I do have plenty of people to help out with that. And then, but at any given practice, we might have as many as 20 people there that are just there to watch, four coaching, four football, four, you know, and that doesn't even count to parents with potential players or whatever. I let them go to practice, let them check it all out, and then somebody will give them a tour of the building, and then, but you know, the thing is some of the contacts made in that fashion have been beneficial and fun. I mean, because I've done camps in Japan and France and Italy and England and Scotland, and haven't done one in Ireland. Would like to do one in Mexico. So I've gotten opportunities that way. It's opened the door on getting to know a lot of people and you know, with regard to the foreign ones. And then the other teams, sometimes you might even discover or find somebody that's a good fit and hire him. But more often you'll, you know, learn something about what they're doing offensively or defensively, and you can compare ideas and that type of thing. So I think that's good. The camaraderie part's good. You know, this has been kind of a hectic year from the standpoint, you know, did that class. And besides the player, or be the coaches coming in to that class, there's all these cameras set up in that class, and you know, somebody wants the interview, you know.
Yeah.
So
for people who don't know, Mike Leach is teaching a football and warfare class. Is it over now, or are you still ongoing?
We still have two more. But it's pretty good. You know, we had the last class, which was really pretty fascinating. We had Buddy Levy, my co-author on the book Geronimo. So I talked about Geronimo. Buddy talked about Cortez. And Buddy wrote a book on Cortez. And then Bumgartner talked about counterinsurgency. And then it was kind of fun because we had Jack Thompson, you know, the throwing Samoan, and really the godfather of all the quarterbacks here. And he's the one that they all defer to, and they better. And and then Gardner Minshew. So we had kind of the old and the new, and they talked about their thoughts and you know, some key things and playing, you know, gathering people up and elevating their play. And so that was interesting, and I thought it was really good. The variety we've been able to generate on this thing has really been kind of fun, you know, the guest speakers that have come in and the interest, you know, that's the thing, is enough people have taken an interest that our guest speakers for this thing are pretty compelling guys.
Will you do it again?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, would I be willing to? Yeah. Are they going to let me? I don't know. you know, the biggest thing that makes it difficult, I think more difficult for the school than it does for me, is it's got to be kind of an isolated time frame, like during spring football. And so it is, spring football is an awfully busy time of year, but I can do it while I'm on the way to something else, you know. And so from that standpoint, it works out. And it's still football, but kind of a cool diversion. I got a couple coaches that go in there just because they're curious, you know. And some of them haven't lost interest, you know. My nephew Art's in there most of the time. Gardner Minshew's in there most of the time. A couple coaches will show up in there. And then, which I don't know, if I was them, I might go somewhere else, because they hear me talk more than they probably care to. I mean, I'd say, yeah, okay, you're a great guy. All right, I'm getting the hell out of here. But, so I don't know. They need to broaden their horizons and embrace more in their life, because I think they could do better than me, you know.
You mentioned the Geronimo book that you co-wrote with Buddy Levy, and I start thinking about the Knights Templar, the Illuminati, space exploration. What's that book, Mike Leach? If you had the time, because you don't, but if you had the time, what's that book outside of football you'd be interested in writing?
Oh, man. Well, I guess overall I like biographies a little better, because then you can isolate it out. Not that events aren't fascinating, like Knights Templar, like I kind of like the thing illustrated through one person, so you can, because then that way you can be more detailed, you know. Because the subject's not as broad. I don't have a good character. You know, like my phase was always the Civil War. My phase was always the Civil War with regard to American history, that type of thing.
What was it about Geronimo that hooked you?
Well, okay, now I it didn't hurt that I grew up in the West. You know, American Indians were a big part of that and a fascinating part of that. And despite the fact Geronimo was down in Arizona and I was up in Wyoming, you know, just the whole, you know, I got really interested and fascinated with Native American culture. And then, you know, just in the backyard as kids, playing cowboys and Indians, I'd always be an Indian. And then you start kind of studying, you know, what were they like? What was this group like? And one of the longest lasting, most resilient ability to survive under all adversity were the Apaches, led by Geronimo. And I think that's one thing that made the Apaches kind of an impressive group was, you know, the Apaches had great chiefs and great leadership. You know, if you think about it, a lot of people could easily name, you know, four or five Apache leaders, you know, and you're hard pressed to do that with even the most famous of other tribes. And, you know, so I think that helped elevate it, you know, the people working together on the same page type of thing. But they would just do some fascinating things. Well, the best story, though, is the, and I've said this before, maybe it's getting cliche now, but when I was a kid, we lived in Golden, Colorado, so I'm sitting there at the house. I'm in about first or second grade, and it's shortly after I've been informed Santa Claus doesn't exist. So I'm experiencing some major trust issues. And and I noticed on the TV it's advertising the Jefferson County Library. And so I go to my mom. I say, what's this? A place you can get books? And she says, yeah, you can get books at the library. I go, so you get to take them with you then, right? So I'm like, I'm getting to the bottom of this, you know. So then you can take them with you. And I go, why haven't I been informed of this, you know? Why haven't I been told? And so then she goes, well, I'll take you to a library. So takes us to the library, and we go through the Dr. Seuss stuff, the children's stuff, and then she says, well, I'll get you, you guys could eat me and my sister. You can each get one book, and I'll read it to you. So she's thinking it'll be something like Green Eggs and Ham or something, you know. And I said, well, where's the Indian books? So they take me over to the Indian books, and I get a big, thick book on Geronimo, because I don't know if I'm going to get back into a library anytime soon. And if she's reading books, I'm going to get my money's worth and make sure of it. And so I get this big book on Geronimo. It's actually one that we cited in our book. I mean, it's that, you know, it's that well-researched and that big of an authority on his life. And so, she did. She was a trooper. I mean, you got this second grader there that can't understand all the words. My sister would fall asleep. And she's reading, and she read Geronimo, the book to us. And then I was fascinated after that and read everything I could. And so Geronimo was a very natural fit.
Coach, I really appreciate you always giving us so much time, and good luck to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Always good to be on.
There he is, Mike Leach, Washington State football coach.